Alright, hi everybody, and welcome to Lecture 16 in this Ancient History program of History at Our House for the Junior and Senior High. We are going to review the material that you need in order to prepare for the test. Test 1 will be distributed to you to be implemented in your household, basically on your schedule, as you agree to with your parents. It'll be available on Thursday. So, and like I said, I consider testing to be very important. And basically, if you want to be moving up from one level to another, in particular for those of you who want to move up from the junior high level to the high school level, you absolutely have to be doing the tests. And so this is definitely an essential component of the History at Our House program. And so to prepare you for the upcoming test, it is going to be a relatively easy one. And usually test one is a little bit easier than the other ones, because we kind of just calmly work our way into a rhythm here as the school year gets underway. And so there will be two components to it. The first part of the test, which should be a slam dunk for everybody here, and hopefully will just give you that kind of confidence boost that's always nice to do when you're working on a test. You know, you get the first page all right, and then you just kind of cruise into the second page. And the second and third pages on the junior high test, so you'll have a 3-page test for the junior high. The high school will have a 4-page test. And so this is still about 1 page less than usual, by the way, in case you were wondering. So it'll be shorter. It'll be about an hour long test, I expect. But there's no time limit. The main thing is for you to do the work, not necessarily to crunch it into the time. That's a secondary feature. And so the second, third, fourth pages will be about your understanding. Right, so the first page will be very much, can you readily recall the content of the following diagram, which we have so far, which will continue to expand over the course of the year? And how readily can you navigate back and forth from past to present? Assuming that you can do that, assuming that you have the fundamentals down of history, then, of course, what matters is how well you can identify the meaning or significance of the things that you are encountering in the past as well. And that's what the rest of the test is all about, to see how well you have integrated that material up to this point. And then it gives you an important kind of personal method of objectively assessing your own progress. And so this is another reason why testing is so important in education. Is testing gives me and you and your parents an objective measure of what it is you have obtained, what it is that you have achieved, what it is that you understand, and how well you are being served, and how well you yourself are performing, and so on. And if there's anything that we need to do as a team to improve that, then we can proceed on the basis of the information that we gather from testing. So all of that comes back to the fact that tests are really important here. So I bring this up on screen. We are going to do this for those of you who have printouts ready. This is pretty much going to be, you know, page one of your test. I'll show you what it looks like. It has a little bit different formatting on the test preparation sheets itself. On the test, you'll see it's a little different. Then I'll talk to you about the content of the remainder of the test. And shortly after the class, probably take about 20 minutes, I will post the test preparation sheets on the junior high webpage. And then you'll have 2 days to work on it. I don't think it's an exercise that requires that much time, but I always like to give you more time than you need. And then it's a written exercise. It's a homework exercise. You fill it in as best as you can. And then on Thursday, we discuss the answers that you've been able to come up with. And then again, that gives us another objective data point concerning your understanding, how well you're able to do the homework, then gives you a little bit of extra time to rally and do more in preparation for the test, which is the ultimate milestone for measuring your progress so far. And then, of course, we launch into the rest of the content. And the test, again, as far as the importance of testing goes, you're about to start learning more about Egypt. Now, for you, for your own selfish benefit here, okay, in your own interest, it's very important to do the test for that reason as well. Because if you don't get what we've done so far, guess what happens to Egyptian history? How would you, based on everything I've taught you guys so far, how would you explain it to yourself and your fellow peers and so on? How would you explain the importance of the test in terms of the next segment of the course in which we're going to study Egypt in detail? Why is the test important to prepare you for that? Let's see who can put that into words. Theo, what would be your articulation of the reason?
Well, you would know what you actually knew and know what you didn't know.
Okay, and assuming that you need this to really kind of bolster what you have learned, and by the time you're done, you do know it. Imagine if you didn't do that. What position would you be in then when we go into the next segment?
You'd be totally confused and completely disconnected.
Okay, the last word is the most important. Right, because oftentimes, and this happens to everybody, guaranteed, when they study the past, especially when they study it in the traditional way, you feel like you're understanding everything as you encounter it. Believe me, I've been there. I've been there for longer than you guys have been alive. So I've gone through this, and everybody who's ever studied history feels this procedure. Okay, you're reading a history book, you're listening to a historian tell you a lecture, and you have this sense that you get it. Oh yeah, I understood that part. Yep, okay, I understood that sentence. Yep, I understood this one. Okay, I understood that. I understood that. And then, strangely, as all of these things that you claim to yourself, unknowingly, to have understood, as they accumulate, something interesting happens. Pretty soon you don't understand any of them. Now, this is a very strange outcome. It's very disconcerting. It's very demoralizing to students of history, and it happens to all of them. And the reason it happens is because you think you understand something just because the words seem to register with you and you know their dictionary definition and so on, but you don't understand it. Not really. And the measure of understanding in history, as Theo has said, but I'm going to now boost that lesson here. The measure of understanding is whether you get how it informs your view of the world. How does it help you to know more about the world? Rather than just some atom of information that's disconnected from everything else. The more of those you collect, this is how it works normally when you study history. A teacher throws a ball at you, basically, and you catch it. And then he throws another one, and you catch it. And he throws another one. And you put the first two in your lap, and you catch the third one. And then he throws another one, and you catch that one, and you put it in your lap. And you feel like, hey, I know how to catch these. No problem. Right? But then, pretty soon, you know, in my metaphorical presentation of history here, what's happened? He has thrown so many balls at you, and where are they? They're all over the floor. And it's because those facts that he is, you know, lobbing your way in a traditional setting are just that. They're just atoms of information, and they have no connection to the world around you. So you don't have a container to put them in, basically, and they go all over the place. You lose sight of it. It becomes very discouraging. And no matter how nicely you feel like, hey, I caught that ball. Yeah, I caught that one. Yeah, I caught that one too. I understand. And at the end, you get nothing. So how can that be? How can that be that, okay, I understood statement one, I understood statement two, I understood fact number one, and fact number two, and so on. How can it be that at the end, you got nothing? Well, as it turns out, you were kidding yourself about the whole, I get that part. And because you actually don't. What you're getting is some piece of information that's an atom that has no relevance whatsoever to your life and to the world, to your understanding of the world. And you are, sadly, it's not your fault really, you end up kidding yourself that you understand it, because the words, you understand the words and it seems to be something that makes sense, but you don't have a good standard for judging whether or not it's actually helping you to understand the world. And that's in the end why you fumble it, the whole thing. And it's very discouraging when you, especially when you get to the university level. Man, I've been in those classes and I got top grades because I knew how to play the game. But my fellow students were all just so discouraged because they had to memorize encyclopedic amounts of information in order to be able to write essays about stuff that doesn't matter. And it's very hard. And most people rightly just say, oh, forget that. I'm just going to go and live my life. I'm going to learn how to program computers. Or, you know, I'm going to go be a doctor or whatever. There's so many great choices out there, right? And history, well, forget that. And that's really, really sad. And so in this setting, you know, the point is that I do not throw stuff at you that you shouldn't know. And it's very important to put it together and to think about how it all connects. And that you will walk away with a useful body of knowledge that gives you insight into the world around you. And it won't be this just bunch of atomic facts. Rosie, what did you want to say?
Well, I had a question.
Yeah, go ahead.
About the timeline. Well, my question was, on the, like, the fill-in answer sheet, there's only one thing that goes on the lines, but on in the green line for you, right after where it's Napoleon and the Rosetta Stone.
Yeah.
There's three lines instead of one.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you for that question, Rosie. So I did mention this in the class, but I'm glad you brought it up again. So with regard to the Rosetta Stone, what I have suggested to you all here is that you can build the bridge to the archaic past just with 1799, or if you are ready and feel that it is satisfying to you, you can add two more parts to that bridge. Okay, it's an entirely personal decision. That's why there's more lines there. Okay, so if you, in your own mind, feel like it's more satisfying to you to remember that Napoleon conquered Egypt, which resulted in the Rosetta in 1798, which resulted in the discovery of the Rosetta Stone in 1799, which was ultimately translated by Champollion in 1822. If you like that better, then that's what I encourage you to put on the facts practice. But if you prefer to just remember for the time being that, okay, we know about ancient Egypt because of the discovery of the Rosetta Stone. See, you can put it, you can say it either way, and either kind of version is satisfying to its own degree, right? It's kind of degrees of understanding. It's how much you want to know, how well you want to know it. It's up to you. And the reason why I say it's personal right now is because you have to yourself. This is where you are in charge. In so many ways, you personally have to decide what you will learn, what you will focus on, and so on. Right? I'm giving you an opportunity here to be in the driver's seat and say, all right, for me, I'm going to stick with the Rosetta Stone for now. The details of that whole thing just really don't speak to me. And you have to make that determination. You see? And I'm giving you the option, essentially, of taking it easy. And I don't want you to, and nobody here should feel bad either. I want to be clear on that. If you want to use that option. Okay? Because maybe for you, that's all you need. And I think it's legit. Yeah, for me as a historian, My bridge has about 100 facts in it. But that's because of what I do, right? That's my decision. That is my 20-year career. And so that's what I need to be able to know in order to do what I do. But you're at a whole different part of your life, right? And you're going to have to decide as you go along what it is that you're going to focus on and how much energy you are going to dedicate to what it is that you learn at any particular point. And so this is one of those cases where I'm making that explicit. You choose. You choose. You want $17.99 only? Okay, put that. If you want Napoleon and Champollion also, then put that. And decide for yourself what is the right approach for you. Okay? Any follow-up on that? All right, that was a really long-winded introduction, but sometimes I just can't help myself. And I want to speak to you guys about this, you know, this challenge that we face together. That is education. Because if it were easy, if everybody were doing it right, then, you know, we wouldn't be here. We wouldn't have to homeschool. We wouldn't have this well-documented crisis in our culture, and have so many issues with these subjects. It's not typically done right. And so we have to speak to that. And you deserve, as students, you deserve to hear grown-ups talk to you seriously about how bad education is today. And I want to acknowledge and apologize and do my best to fix it for you. That's, you know, we are a team, our project here is to learn despite the so-called educational system. And we can do it. We can do it. There are good teachers out there. Here, at least with regard to history, we can solve these problems in history at our house. And you can carry that with you. And hopefully you're getting, you know, other good components elsewhere, and you can put those together and you'll benefit enormously. You're way ahead of the game. Credentials or not, you know, whatever it is that the people think you have to jump through hoops in order to get into college nowadays, I can plainly tell you right now that a generation from now, people will look at college completely differently than they look at it now. And it will once again be more like it used to be. People will not go to college nearly as much because for the most part, you shouldn't bother. And we should have a whole other, much more articulated, much more, you know, interesting educational system with so many different options in it and different paths, and the stuff that people are spending tens of thousands of dollars of their parents and their own money on is quite worthless. And this whole thing, this whole college project that people are stuck on, is a big mistake. And so there's so many paths for you. But the only way that you are going to really figure that out is if you have a clear vision of what the world is. How do you get that? How do you get that? Right? I mean, it's of all the subjects, history absolutely is the most important in that regard. So hopefully you'll feel like you're walking away with something that helps you decide. And if you're going to college, well, good for you. I mean, you know, it could very well be the right decision for you. I'm not saying that it won't be, but hopefully you'll know. You'll have a good path and you'll know what it is and why. Okay, let's do the facts practice. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put an online stopwatch on here. I'm going to give you 3 minutes to fill this thing in. Online stopwatch. There we go. Okay. And if you are on the recordings, I highly recommend that you pause the recordings and do the fax practice as well. You'll see that the stopwatch will jump from 0 to 3 minutes because I'm not going to record the fax practice itself. You'll see that, and that will be the amount of time that you should have dedicated to the exercise as well. And then we'll briefly discuss it if there's anything that needs to be discussed. And then I'll show you what it looks like on the test. And then I'll talk to you about the second part of the test, the long answer questions. And that'll be it. Okay? So, everybody who is in position to do the fax practice, let's do it. Okay, so while you're doing it, all you need to do basically, fill it in as fast as you can. And then look on the screen and write down the amount of time that it took you. And that is kind of the standard. And hopefully over time, you'll be able to improve your time, do it faster and faster. And all of the associations are automatized and you are able to summon these facts at will. And you'll see that that helps you in your thinking about the past. Okay, on your mark. Get set. Go. One minute to go. All right, there's 3 minutes. So basically, all you need to do, if you couldn't finish it, then write 3 minutes. Otherwise, basically what you should do is just compare what you wrote to this. Right? And if there's anything that's wrong, of course, just go ahead and correct it for yourself. And feel like you have it, you have to basically test yourself and be honest with yourself about how well you command this content. Okay? So, let me show you kind of what it looks like on the test itself. Assuming nobody has questions about this particular one. So on the test, here is the test preparation sheet. You can see the Portland chart of world history here, illustrated in a very simple form. Right? So, and all I did is I labeled the various anchor facts with numbers. So here, at certain point, this whole chart becomes, the exercise for you. Over the course of the year, I'm going to ask you to do the chart completely from scratch. Probably on the last test of the year, I'm just going to give you a blank sheet of paper. The question number one will be, draw a borderland chart of world history, and label it to the extent that you can. It'll be completely on you. But by the time you get to the end of the year, this is just going to be second nature anyway, right? So all you'll do is, you just look at where the number is, what that feature is on the chart, and you write down the date, and you write down the thing that happened in a full sentence description of that particular item. I still need to rework the wording on here a little bit, but basically that's what it is. So, there's nothing on here that you haven't seen, so I think that will be relatively simple. So we'll leave it at that. And then I haven't formatted the whole thing yet, but basically, we'll go to questions pertaining to the content of the material from weeks 1 through 6 in the class notes. All right, so that's basically what it looks like. The first page is dedicated to the facts practice content, and the next two pages are dedicated to the content, the material that's covered in your class notes. I'll be sending that to you within, at least no more than half an hour after we hang up, basically. And then you'll be able to work on that. Basically, if you're in the junior high class, right, basically what you need to be drawing upon is all of your class notes. Are there issues with the class notes is my first question. And if there are, I welcome any questions or comments pertaining to that, right, because definitely the first interpretive question that you're going to be dealing with on this test has to do with this topic. The challenge of studying the past. What is it? Why do people get it so wrong? What problems arise when you don't do it the right way? What is the History at Our House way? And so on. Okay, so this is a pretty arduous topic here. If anybody wants to, bring it up and say, well, I don't get this part of it or that part, today, tomorrow, and Thursday are your chance. Right? So let me know if you need to take me up on anything on here. I welcome any discussion. Okay, but the key thing that we are focused on is the concept of present centrism. Our method of studying the past is to understand the world. That the past and the present are connected. And that our goal is to live better. So how do we study the past? In that way, We've spent 6 weeks. I mean, one of the things that I didn't really even know before we started this year, because I'd never done ancient history quite this way, one of the things I didn't even know was it would take us 6 weeks to get ready. I mean, I am kind of staggered by that. I'm excited by that. I love that. I think it's entirely correct. In History at Our House, we jumped pretty much right into Manes and Armor. There were a lot of things that we studied. I mean, not a lot compared to other history programs, but still quite a few things that we studied about the past that just really, when I look back on it now, I just kind of shake my head and I realize, hey, I really didn't have any business teaching kids that stuff. And so what this framework really allows us to do here is to be focused on this. To do it this way. So make sure you read up on that. Challenge me on any aspect of it that you need help with. All right. So that's the week one content. Very important to the test for sure. And then the rest is all in the follow-up class notes. Week two is up here. Okay, and basically this details the anchor facts. So this will help you to do page one of the test, but it will not tell you what to write in page one of the test. Okay, so, you know, you can't just copy it from here. You're going to have to describe the fact on your own terms. And we'll see how well you do. I mean, it can be a basic description, right? But you're going to have to, you know, use your own words. So whether you're talking about, you know, the fall of Rome, okay, you're going to have to write it as a sentence. I'm going to see, you know, I'm going to weigh how well you did in terms of what that sentence says. So we'll see how that goes. We'll talk about options with regard to that. So hopefully this all flows pretty well for you. Okay. Week three. Okay. Crucial stuff. Okay. So what we're going to see is that Athens and Rome make up themselves more than 2/3 of our history curriculum. Just Athens and Rome. And that there is a reason why. And it was the reason that John Adams wrote in that piece that we looked at, and that the founding fathers were in agreement on this point, that there's nothing more important than these crucial ideas for how to order a society. Societies that do not properly understand these concepts are in trouble. Societies that do have a huge advantage. And so there's a reason why the United States turned into the greatest country in the world. It was because the founding fathers created a country that embodied their understanding of the difference between these two things. And had they not been able to study Athens and Rome, they wouldn't have been able to do it. They just could not have done it. So this is what we got to turn to. This is a huge deal. You need to be able to walk around in your own mind with a definition of democracy and a definition of republic. And the better that definition, the greater your clarity with regard to any issue in politics. Okay? Looking around you today, it can be hugely instructive to look at the way American politics works today. In terms of these ideas, because you're going to see just how important the majority is today. And that should lead to some important thoughts. And you're going to see, whether you watch a debate or not, or whether you just happen to be hearing adults in conversation, how often will you hear the concept of rights discussed? And whether or not that is a part of politics today, and if so, in what way? This is huge for your life. So this is where we're going to spend most of our time in ancient history. So this is the beginning. Make sure that you're clear on these, because I'll definitely be probing you about that on the test as well. And then, okay, archaic history and all that sort of stuff. So be clear on the distinction between classical and archaic cultures. That's going to be a big deal. And then finally, how do we connect to the archaic past? So that's it. I mean, really, in terms of content, this is a pretty light segment in the sense that, you know, in the future, you'll have more content to be responsible for. But this is setting up the whole framework for you. So hopefully, there's nothing on here that's mysterious to you. It's all in your comfort zone. So that's it. I don't think, if you don't have anything, then I don't feel like that I need to dig too deeply here. I'm going to let you guys await the test prep sheets. This needs a little bit of tweaking here, but it's basically, I'm fixing it up and finalizing it as we speak, and I'll send it to you within about half an hour. Everybody know what to do? I think so. Alrighty. So, good luck with that. Tomorrow is History Through Art, and you have a full other day then to do your test prep sheets. Thanks, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.
Bye.
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 Bye.